You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, Nationals blow, Tigers are good. There's your game recap. We'll see you for game two in front of an audience of dozens.
Well!
No, honestly.
Did you see the home run?
No, the Tigers beat good teams. They murder bad teams. And the Nats, they could have played three games today where one ticket bought you all three, and they wouldn't fill the lower bowl of this place.
No.
I have not seen a game this year outside of the Colorado-Florida game that made the rounds in media with pictures. Rico, there might have been 500 people there.
Because a lot of times people take the photos and, you know, people are still getting there.
No.
It's not.
No.
We're in the sixth inning.
If you that were going to be there, was emptier than Malik Beasley's bank account. So why don't we just jump in?
Boop, 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 boop.
Not my problem. I'm not the one who stiffed my barber for 36 grand. Let's talk about this for a minute because I had none of this on my bingo board at all. I also want to shout out the intrepid local reporters who managed to, in 48 hours, paint the complete picture of Malik Beasley's entire life down to the most minute detail, but can't be bothered to do anything with the University of Michigan scandals. Just wanted to say shout out. Great work, guys. Really doing the Lord's work. So here we go. I want to read this to you. And you just, what on earth should be the title of this?
Okay.
Malik Beasley has made north of $60 million as an NBA player. Well, reports by ESPN, by the local newspapers, Beasley sued by New York's Hazan Sports Management Group April 20th. That breach related to mispayments on a $650,000 cash advance. They're seeking $2.5 million of relief. Court records show that's not the only lawsuit filed against Beasley. He's been sued twice by a rental property in Detroit in 2025 alone. He faced two lawsuits in 24 in Milwaukee County Court for $60,000 awarded to the plaintiffs. He's also under a federal investigation for unusual gambling. Meanwhile, amongst all this, the Pistons were ready to go 3-42 for him. But wait, there's more. Second prize is the steak knives. Records from Detroit's 36th District Precinct show he owed, sued by Paperclip Properties for non-payment, $14,000, March 6th. Didn't have the decency to show up to the hearing. Got dismissed the 31st. Paperclip sued Beasley again June 3rd, non-payment of rent, this time for $7,300. Once again, Beasley couldn't be bothered to show up. The case is ongoing. That's also a subsidiary of Bedrock, owned by someone you may have heard, Dan Gilbert.
Is that the apartment that he had?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Two separate lawsuits filed against Beasley on September 18th of 24 by Milwaukee area dentist Hassan Al-Shihabi of Delicate Smiles. You know, it wasn't delicate. The amount of money he owed him, $34,000 to your dentist? How about $27,000 to your barber? How many haircuts and how expensive? You couldn't pay the guy? What? Best part, a garnishment notice for both rulings placed on Beasley February 7th, meaning the payments are coming out of his Pistons paycheck. He's sued by a moneylender involving South River Capital. Sued Beasley in Baltimore County Court, awarded $5.8 million in damages. Lawsuit was filed while he was playing with the T-Wolves. Look, the cliff notes is Malik Beasley don't pay nobody. There's your cliff notes. Whether it's a house, his teeth, his hair, cash advances, take, I don't pay nobody. How on earth?
See,
but boy, when you now are under investigation for gambling, look, you said it off air, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but it makes you go, okay, you get no benefit of the doubt. And how are you stiffing your barber?
See, that led me
30 grand in haircuts.
It leads me to think, what Mike, it wasn't just haircuts. I don't know. Let me preface it and say it loud for the people in the back. I don't know. But when I see these numbers, it sounds, feels like, looks like, maybe, could be, he was trying to go into business with them doing something. And these people put the money up front thinking Beasley's got my back. And he didn't, and now they're on the hook.
But the problem is you're not going to get a wage garnishment for that. That would be fraud or a violation of a business operating agreement, Rico. Like, when you are sued,
right,
and they garnish your paycheck because you ain't paying for the fresh fade.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Come on, man.
I don't know if a barber, because it's, look.
How do you owe 26 grand? How many haircuts? How many? You get your haircut every 3 days. You're always in here with a fresh fade. Come on, just
it's barbershops are a cash business. So I don't know how you accumulate that at all.
David.
What kind of tab
you running down at your barbershop?
Even if you're getting a $500 haircut because you just... the one that gets me is the dental service, because I got to think that the NBA in the collective bargaining agreement has a dental plan that you just simply walk in there and say... Here you go. It's Delta of whatever.
But like Malik Beasley doesn't walk around like Paul Wall. What are you dropping 36 grand at the dentist for? Man, his teeth ain't that nice. Like, what are we doing here?
Unless you spent your entire life chewing on sugar cane and all your teeth have fallen out. I don't understand this at all, because once again, you're in the NBA. Okay, there's certain things, Mike, that, yeah, here at Odyssey, something happens. You got dental insurance. You're in the NBA. You make millions. This tells me there was something else going on, because I don't know how you get that many haircuts.
Dude, you can just say the quiet part out loud. No, here's what's going on. He's a terrible human being. Full stop. This amount of lawsuits, this amount of bills due, this amount of stiffing people not showing up.
Sounds like wasn't paying the rent. And I think every time it was like, hey, Malik, we need our money. Oh, I'm good for it. I got you. See me next week.
I'll tell you, it feels like maybe the Pistons dodged a bullet here. I'm just trying to be nice about it.
Well, put it this way. I think that even if they had signed him, it would have been null and void, because I'm sure it was some type of morality clause. Yeah, why don't you go fix your life, but we're not paying to fix your life.
I mean, it's one thing if you're Sean Blimp, and you got like 8 kids from 7 women. That's bad enough.
Some people they can't manage money. And it's one of those, you could take the boy off the streets, but you can't take streets off the boy. It seems like to me, he doesn't look past 5 minutes. He seems like the type that's got to have the best car and the best clothing and the best looking girl. And he's a show. Everything about him is a show, but he's not paying for that show. And people... unfortunately, he takes advantage of people who give him things, and then they're like, well, you're going to pay me for that? Yeah, I'll see you next week.
I just can't. I couldn't believe the article. And in 48 hours, every detail. I just, look.
Yeah, when they said, yeah, the federal thing is the least of his concern, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
He made $59.9 million in his career. You can't pay your barber. I mean, please.
I'm just wondering. I just assumed.
It makes you question things.
I'm like, okay. Yes, it does. I mean, because everything in his life kind of feels like shady. I just was like, are you in business with your barber? Because it's a cash business. So it's like the corner drugstore or gas station suing you.
But they're not going to garnish his wages. You don't get that in cash. Like a wage garnishment doesn't show up in a Mickey D's bag like Correct. Tennessee football.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. What did you purchase from your barber?
I think he's paying his barber to be on retainer, to be available whenever he needs him. But I also think there may be some... He's taking care of his whole family to be cut by this guy. Because that price is just like, it doesn't make sense to me.
But bottom line, he's not here. And there's no way knowing what you know now, even if you want me to believe the Pistons had no clue, which I refuse to accept. The teams are like the CIA. They know everything. They know who your groupies are. They know what's up. But even if you want me to believe, if you want me to suspend disbelief that they had no clue about this dude's money problems, even now, you can't sign this guy.
See, I don't think that they knew it was this deep. Because, yes, Mike, the NBA and all of these leagues can do a deep dive when they feel it's necessary. I don't think that they thought it was necessary.
When you're handing someone $42 million.
In the NBA? No, because that's if I'm doing a $240 million, yes. $40 million is cheap.
Rico and I, you know what? Rico and I are walking on opposite sides of the street. That's fine. But I'm sorry. I'm not letting the Pistons off the hook with that.
I'm not paying them $100.
I understand. But you got, once again, in the NBA, $42 million, not a lot of money. NHL, a lot of money.
Hold on. I know what you're saying because of the contracts that you see now with SGA and Jaren Jackson, but $42 million is still a lot of money for a business to hand out. It's still a lot.
It is, but I think it was one of those that no one thought maybe we should really go and do a forensic study on everything that he's doing. No, and
look, look, they still signed the dude and they knew he was a bad guy. Correct. Which is what's always made me laugh, too, is how this town hangs off his ding-a-ling. The whole point is, the guy pointed a gun at a family. The guy left his pregnant wife. The guy, not a good dude, right? And it's the same thing we talked about. It. Like, I'll still take Aroldis Chapman. I know he's a bad guy, but he can help me. But, like... Holy hell, this guy wasn't doing anything right.
Right, but it's like you just said, if you can help me win, maybe I look past some stuff. Because
make
threes.
Now he's not here, and now they signed, as I told you they would, the dead body of Duncan Robinson.
He's not dead.
He's dead.
He's not dead.
Can't beat Len Bias in a game of one-on-one. He can't guard anybody. No, he can't. Rico, he didn't play for the Heat in the playoffs. He was not a feature of fourth quarters. He wasn't a feature in no quarters. I'm telling you, this is my spite offseason for Trajan Langdon. Good. Show up at your press conference half asleep and tell me about getting better in the margins and we like our guys. Hey, is Schroeder here? No. Is Hardaway here? No. Is Malik here? No. What did you do? Caris LeVert? And the worst sign and trade I've ever seen for Duncan Robinson. Dude, Pat Riley needed a wet wipe to get that guy off the roster. And Pat's 85. I mean, honestly, what an offseason.
No.
And we're going to talk about that.
Very underwhelming.
I want to get to the people. I was just shocked at the depth of this. Also, eye roll. Shocked at how quick the media got the story.
Now, that one, you left me speechless with that. You're like, yeah, it's funny we got that, but we still don't know a bunch of things. We know nothing about Michigan, nothing.
We don't know anything about the guy who shot Trump. May as well just be a fake character. Don't even know a thing about him. Oh, but in 48 hours, we know what Malik spent at Costco.
We also know, and one detail you didn't say was I believe the dental lawsuit was served in New York during the series.
In the playoffs.
Yes. Then he scored 6 points that night.
Once again, what are you doing? Like, if it was a car dealership, I could understand, Because, all right, you have a Rolls Royce.
I like Rico going, wait. The dentist, where you live, and everyone associated with you, no. But here's where I draw my line. The car dealership.
No, because you have dental insurance. You play in the NBA.
Look, man.
You have insurance. You're paying nothing out of pocket.
Here's the other question I want to ask the people. And for those of you that are going to be offended by this, good, be offended. I don't care. You have a right to be offended. I have a right not to care. Does reading this article make you really question the gambling thing? Seems like, feels like, sounds like. Because desperate people do desperate things, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't have the proof. I don't have an individual play. But everybody was talking about how bad he was in the playoffs. And previous to this article being released, I just said, look, I'm not going to correlate the two. Because role players can be bad in the playoffs. But man, when you start reading this, he's getting served in the playoffs. This guy owes everyone, everything, all the time. Man, what are you doing taking cash advances when you make $59.9 million? I'm just asking the question. No proof. Does it make you doubt? Because I'm man enough to tell you,
makes me doubt a lot of things because, you don't know how to handle your money. You're constantly robbing Peter to pay Paul, except for you were a millionaire. So, no, you get no benefit of the doubt from me. I don't understand this. It's almost like your life's a get-rich-quick scheme.
Crazy. And they were about to sign him for $42
million. Yeah.
And he blew that.
And anybody who questions anything that he does, I can't be mad at you. I really can't because, you start looking at things and plays and you're like, wait, huh? And now it's like, okay, well, maybe you needed the money.
You want to stay away from it, you don't want to speculate, I respect that. But I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that once I read this, I go, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. And obviously, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. But man, you start looking around and going, all right, how would you work your way out of this when you're not paying cash advances? You can't even pay your damn barber. You can't pay your dentist. You can't pay your rent. Rico's over here talking about car notes. I mean,
no, I'm just saying.
I'm kidding.
No, but it would make more sense. Okay, he got a Bentley and they let him. A haircut?
Look, I lean on you. You get your hair done every 15 minutes. My God, what kind of tab would you even be able to run?
My cousin does my hair, but apparently he's cutting the wrong people.
248-539-9797, the full report, debt news, or free.
That ain't even all that.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
We're going to get to your phone calls coming up next.
He rocking a Jerry curl, maybe. Okay. Soul glow.
Leave it alone. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tigers destroy the Nats in game one. Should be a more competitive game two. Flaherty and Mackenzie Gore in front of dozens of fans. I've never seen anything like it. That was unbelievable. But we're talking Beasley. The article by both papers, ESPN, the financial troubles, what it does to your belief about the gambling investigation. And ultimately, if you want to mix in the offseason, you can. Look, the Caris LeVert thing, I'd be willing to argue with people if you wanted. The Duncan Robinson thing, you lost me. You're crazy. That guy couldn't play for the Heat in the playoffs. What do the Heat value? Toughness, defense. What do you value? Toughness, defense. The guy can't guard a dead body. And he's on a way worse deal than Fontecchio. Fully guaranteed next year. Partially guaranteed the year after. No guarantee. Let me help you with this. He won't be here in year three. But you just ask yourself, did we get better? I'd argue you didn't even stay the same. In fact, you got worse. So, yeah, I would love to know where you're at with it. And Beasley plays a role in that. And that's not Trajan's fault. But, man, they were about to sign this guy, and it sounds like that would have been an absolute disaster.
It is, and I think that the only reason you took Duncan Robinson is because he makes almost 40% from the three. So you needed somebody to shoot threes. Can he play defense? No, Mike, he can't.
Can he? But, so why would I bring him here?
Because you got a bunch of guys who can only play defense and can't score. So,
David, go ahead. You're shaking your head, and then we'll go to callers. What? Are you okay?
It's Duncan Robinson, man.
David, I'm right there with you, but you have just pieces on this team. You have guys who can rebound.
You can't shoot.
Hey, here's an idea. Maybe if you had an actual offseason plan to get better, this doesn't happen. But it's cool.
You know what? We need more games where there's only 10 people in the stands in D.C. Because you, my friend, you on fire.
I was stunned.
You on fire.
Look, it was fun. The Tigers are up 10-0 like this, and you go, all right, well, what else are we looking at? Blue seats. They needed a green screen.
I'm just saying, man, this is vintage Mike right now, people.
Tigers may win 130 games. There's so many bad
Yes!
Teams. There's so many bad teams in baseball.
I can celebrate at win 91. Yes.
Okay, you got a deal. let's go to the people. We'll go to Rick 97.1. Rick, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't really know what people were expecting. I mean, these tertiary pieces that left are not that big of a deal. Like Malik Beasley barely had a better defensive rating than Duncan Robinson. He doesn't even have his head on straight. Who would want to be in business with that guy? Tim Hardaway Jr. doesn't have remotely the same IQ that Caris LeVert does. And then effectively Schroeder is being replaced by Ivy. This is, of course, a significantly better team than the one that we saw against the Knicks in the playoffs.
Wow. Okay.
Wait. So Schroeder is Ivy, and you're saying Caris LeVert is an upgrade over Tim Hardaway Jr.? Yes?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. No. Much more well-rounded game.
Yep. That's why your team wanted to hand Beasley $42 million instead of bring in these stiffs, right?
$42 million is not a lot. If that's what the market said, I don't know why there's this freak out. People want to live in shimmy world forever. This guy was completely overvalued by the fan base.
Rick, I didn't want him, so don't put that on me. I wanted to get better. And Duncan Robinson, when you're taking on a guy who's a DNP CD for an organization that you're emulating with style of play and absolutely plays no defense, I don't want that. I'm sorry.
He played 74 games last year. How many of those were DNP CDs?
How many in the playoffs? Answer my question. Don't get cute with me. Save that for 10-2.
You do this Carnival Barker shtick. this is, what is this, a bitter Sparty thing? Because these are both Michigan guys? Who cares?
No, nothing to do with Michigan State, and now I know you're losing the argument. I want to get better. I don't care where a guy plays. Okay, you know what, Rick? Get Ben. I can't help you, Rick.
What?
But no. Stop. It's simple. Rick called up, showed his ass, wants to be insulting, play a Sparty card, as if I care where guys play and they're drafted to my team. Do not care. Do not care. I care if you help me win. You're right. I hated Jumbo Elliott, and I hated Amani Toomer, and I hated Mario Manningham when he helped me win a Super Bowl. Rick, call a different day part. You're not fit for this. You didn't get better. But if you want a roster bait, do it. He played 74. How many did he play in the playoffs? He didn't.
And he wasn't hurt.
And don't put this on me as a Malik Beasley guy. I didn't want Beasley. I didn't like the plan on surface, Rick. I didn't like when Trajan went to the podium and wanted to wrap his arms around bringing back everyone. Who did he bring back? No one. Which means they didn't get better. Caris LeVert, you can have him. Bitter Sparty. Okay, we're done. That's how I know you're out of ammo. Your water gun's got nothing left in it. Second of all, why are you so pissed? That's my question. What did we talked about made you so angry on July 2nd? That's the lead call. That's a you problem, not a me problem. Oh, I thought I didn't like your offseason? Oh, and what did we expect? Rick, I don't know. I laid out what I wanted clearly from the start. I don't have to like everything they do. And you don't have to like me.
I don't think Duncan Robinson would ever be considered part of a, what did he say, a shock baiting or jock bait, whatever he said. Like, that's Duncan Robinson. Do you want fries with this? That's not something that you get that overly excited about. But, you know, I guess because he went to where he went to school, like, come on.
Can't help him.
He hasn't played there in so long. Okay.
I'll move on. It can't get worse. David, we'll go to John. What? Go ahead.
No, I mean, you're a Michigan guy. Do you feel like it has nothing to do with that? Okay.
Should have nothing to do with that.
Okay, because
you're right. I'd really hate it if Franz Wagner became a Piston. You're right. I would hate it. Or it would be awesome. Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, how you doing? John?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Johnny, what's up, bud?
Been a long time. I've been listening to you since the beginning. I've never called in, so
Welcome.
I may say boombayé and good afternoon, fellows.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Thank you. This dental thing with this guy, it blows my mind, and I'm going to tell you why. I'll make a really long story short. My wife was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia in 2019, okay? Really, really sick, right? It could kill you. But, you know, the good people at Carmel saved her life. But one of the things that that chemo does is it kills everything, including your teeth, okay? So my wife, in the past 5 years, I've got 15,000 plus in dental on her to the point where it's like, we're done with it. It's like, hey, just cut them all out. How in the world does this guy, a healthy athlete, have 35K in dental? I have no idea. Because I have someone who's very important to me, whose teeth are rotting because of chemotherapy. And, you know, I'm a middle-class guy. You know, I work hard, and it's dental insurance only covers so much, right? When your tooth falls out, It starts to be expensive, right? They only cover so much. And I read that and I saw it and I was like, you got to be kidding me. It just blows my mind, guys.
It's, well, first of all, I'm incredibly sorry you're going through that, man. I words don't really do it justice.
Hey, listen.
I mean, there's real life and then there's the Malik Beasley stuff. So I want to say that to you, John, and I'm so sorry. But like, you're right. Like when I read it, I got upset, but I have no right to get upset the way that you do. It is just stunning to look at someone who's made $60 million who can't pay anybody or won't pay anybody.
Yeah, because see, I thought maybe he went into some type of franchise with that dentist and he was going to have like multiple locations and Beasley was going to be a silent partner. That's what I thought, John. Not, you know, the tragedy that you're going
through. And could be, and I would like to say, hey, we're 6 years in, she's in remission, and everything's great, except her teeth.
It's good to hear.
You know, that's okay, though. You know, when it gets to this point, you're like, hey, don't care about your teeth, right? You're here. Thank you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I love the fact that you guys are in the Jamie Samuelson Studios, and yep, and God bless everybody who's dealing with cancer. I have a friend with breast cancer going through it right now, and it affects everybody. It puts everything in perspective though. When, you know, you read this story, it's like, really? Like,
no,
you know,
I hear
you're dealing with,
Johnny, yep. I hear you. You're right. It's absolutely the separation you got it, John. And thank you for the call. It's just amazing. And again, for the people who want to say, all right, well, we got better. Well, the players you brought in weren't their first choice. Just so we're clear on this. They wanted Beasley. If you think you're a better team starting Duncan Robinson over Malik Beasley, who made 319 three-pointers, then I can't help you. Like, I just, you know what? Go read another fan blog. I don't know what to say. So there's real life, and then there's sports. I'm giving you the sports part of it. Like, I didn't want Beasley back, and that's before we had the gambling thing. And then reading this, you're like, I don't want this guy rocking a jersey and repping my team. Get him out of here. Can't pay his dentist, can't pay his barber, can't pay his rent. Can't pay a cash advance. Well, you know what? It paints a real nasty picture, and it's going to be hard for me to believe something didn't go down.
Right, and that's not even to talk about your social life. You're not that great of a person either. So,
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, we are talking about the Malik Beasley thing, and we've kind of spotlighted a little bit of the offseason. And if you like it, it's your business. But I don't. I didn't like the plan Trajan laid out. I sure as hell don't like how it's played out. But the Beasley stuff, remarkable. Debt News, Freep, ESPN, you can read whatever you like. His financial situation, the picture it paints, how you end up 30 grand in debt to your dentist and 30 grand to your barber, you're not paying your rent, you're taking cash advances, you're not paying those, you got wage garnished. Look, seems like, feels like, sounds like, it does not paint a good picture as far as the investigation goes. No. And I can't point to a specific thing. I know we've had callers doing it. I'm not going to do that. But I know what it looks like and sounds like and feels like. And it, my God. But also, the team was ready to sign him, which is crazy. So now you don't. You sign Caris LeVert and you sign, well, sign and trade, the trade of Fontecchio for Duncan Robinson. All right. Hey, you like it. Go for it. All I know is Orlando got better than you and so did Atlanta. You want to debate that? Go for it. I'm here till six. I don't care.
I think your development,
yeah, we need the young guys to get better. And if you want to sell me, the young guys will make you better. That's cool. But the money, this free agent stuff, no.
And here's the thing. Not. Doesn't look like Giannis is going to leave Milwaukee, so they're not going to fall apart either. So
I don't know what the hell to do with that. Why is he so upset about Dame Lillard? Dame's dead next year, and they got you Miles Turner. What the hell? Like, the only people—
I think it's because you did that while he was injured, and you didn't stick by
him. Oh, wah. Now Dame gets to rehab wherever he wants, including back home, and go sign a two-year deal with it anywhere he wants. I think the Bucks did him right. Oh, by the way, he still gets paid on the stretch provision.
Yes, they're right. Dame is happy about it, but I think it was the optics of you didn't stand by your guy, okay. And he wanted Dame there.
Oops. Look, here's the other one. There's only one fan base that should be, like, livid. It's Pacer fan. That ownership group should sell the team.
Yeah, Turner did not want to leave.
No.
From what I read, wanted to remain a Pacer for life. And
they screwed him. They did the low ball crap. They didn't believe the agent. They wouldn't go above 3 at 60.
And they didn't want to cross the apron.
There you go. Oh, well, guess what? Halliburton's dead. We don't want to cross the apron. So what? A team that went to game 7 of the NBA Finals, you just gutted it. That group, do you know they haven't paid the luxury tax in over 20 years?
Yeah, they're one of the few teams, that are below the salary cap.
Sell the team. Do everyone a favor and just sell the team. That's ridiculous by Indiana.
That is a sell the team type of moment.
It is. And again, it's not our problem here in Detroit, but I'm just making a point. Like, that's one. That team got way worse.
Right.
Because, I don't think you got way worse, but I don't think you got better.
Even if they paid him and they went over, it's not like they're at, your Celtics or Golden State where you're just like, geez, man, we're going to just have to print some money to pay this.
The Celtics are staring down a bill of like $500 million.
Right. Golden State's different. Just been, here's another $500 million. Here you go. We keeping our players.
David, real quick ticket text, and I'll go to the callers.
Well, I want to comment off of what you just said, because you're talking about the Pistons got worse. And here's the thing. Even if you're someone out there that wants to argue, oh, they didn't get worse, they just stand pat. That means you got worse, because there are teams that have now lapped you in Atlanta, in Orlando. The Knicks were already better than you. The Cavs were already better than you. The Bucks, as long as they have Giannis in my mind, they're better than you.
Right, because I thought Giannis was going to leave the Bucks. He stays. Now, I don't know what they're going to do for a backcourt, but you know what? You could probably get somebody to come and figure it out. Now, did you get better? The Duncan Robinson, Malik Beasley thing, I can't believe I'm sticking up for Beasley right now. But on the court, not his lifestyle, on the court, Beasley, 319 threes. Duncan, 190.
Okay, so wonderful.
Okay, so once again, no, you can't say you got better.
No, you haven't.
Simple numbers.
You're
319
right.
Is greater than 190. Beasley scored 1,300 points.
You're right.
Duncan scored 800 points.
You're right.
Once again, not my opinion. Those are numbers.
Keep whatever defensive rating metric you want. Actually watch an effing game. Duncan Robinson versus Malik Beasley. Defensively, stop.
But even if those in the back want to say, well, that evens out, or Caris LeVert and Tim Hardaway Jr. evens, that means you're standing there while everyone is racing past you. That's never a good thing in the offseason.
David, I agree, because when you can even out? You can even out if you're Indiana. Okay, we went to game 7.
Right.
Okay, we're keeping everybody, and, we if Halliburton was healthy, that's one where you can sell me on. We can just, stay even, keel, because we were there.
Look, the even out would be Schroeder for Ivy, right? Jaden Ivy comes back, Schroeder goes bye-bye, cool. No argument. I want Ivy to play. But the other two, no. Come on, man. It's okay to just say your team doesn't walk on water, and it's just not a scintillating offseason.
But Caris LeVert, it's just a hard time staying healthy. I like Caris. He can't stay healthy.
But you're not keeping up with everyone else in your conference. It's a conversation, me and Kenny, we're just talking. You have that with the Lions. We talk about it all the time. Every other team, except for we don't know about Minnesota because of J.J. McCarthy, but every other team in your division has gotten better while you're just keeping the same guys.
Yeah, Minnesota upgraded their roster.
Yes.
Minnesota's fate will be determined as to whether this first round pick is good or not. Their roster got better. But I can't say the team's better if the quarterback's never played again.
Correct.
But did they spend the money in the offset getting rid of Darnold? And yeah, they did. That's why if McCarthy's even above average, that's going to be a very Denver Broncos, Bo Nix type team. That roster's very, very good.
But that's why people believe that division is up for grabs for the Lions, right? Because they just stood pat, kept their own guys. Bring the Pistons in. If you're just staying there, everyone else is passing you. I'm sorry. Right now, I'm putting you in the play-in game. That's worse than last year.
I'm not ready to do that.
I mean, Vegas had you, before all of this, you were the seventh best team in the East. I don't know where you're at now. Yeah, I'm going to take a look.
I still think they're top six, but I just don't think they got better. And, you know, I'm not sitting here telling you how much worse they got. I don't think they got better. I think they got slightly worse. I don't like Duncan Robinson as a player on a legitimate playoff team, especially one who values defense.
I mean, I don't know what, you know, the difference Mike Brown's going to make with the Knicks. But
let me help you. They did not get better. Mike Brown's terrible.
I honestly thought they were going to bring in Dawn Staley.
Let me go to Chad. 97.1.
Twice.
Chad, what's going on, bud?
I can't believe what I just heard on that last call. That guy called you a racial slur. I might as well get on here and say, hey.
It's amazing.
Okay, so you, okay, that's what I thought. Ben, okay. You know? I thought I heard that too, Chad.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what am I going to get on here and call Rico Uncle Ben? Like, what are we doing here?
I just was shocked at how amped up he was at that topic. But, dude, whatever, man. He's going to have a great fourth. That guy's got to be a riot at parties.
Chris, Caris LeVert has a higher IQ than Malik Beasley, and that helps us on a basketball court. How? First off, as a diehard Michigan fan, I've watched those guys. Those guys were under-recruited guys, LeVert and Duncan Robinson. No one knew who they were. Beeline, you know, brought them in. I watched these guys go from freshmen that no one heard of to NBA players. I know what they're capable of. I know, just from an athletic standpoint, you take who left, Schroeder, Hardaway Jr., and Beasley, and the two guys they brought in, just from an athletic standpoint, it's not even close. If you actually watch the games, Duncan Robinson is a stand-in-the-corner, spot-up shooter. He can't hit threes off the dribble the way Beasley does with people in his shorts. It's not even close to being the same. And then Rico listed the stat where he's hit half the amount of threes. Just on paper, this team got a little bit worse. And at this point, I'm questioning whether they can even crack 500 again and make the playoffs. On paper, we have gotten less athletic. And we've lost a ton of three-point shooting, and we're not replacing it. I mean, and like I told David, unless Ivy kind of makes the sort of jump Cade made last year, and they can kind of figure out how to play together, I don't see how this team improves on last season.
No, Chad, I hear you. And again, that's where if Ivy can explode, become a star, you will get better. But I'm taking Trajan's words, and I'm simply using that as the bar. We're going to get better in the margins. We want to bring our own people back. Well, Chad, you did neither. Period.
Yeah.
But if you like the players, go ahead and do it.
I mean, one was going to be Beasley, but I think you dodged the bullet there. But I can't sit here and take the victory lap on Duncan Robinson.
I mean, Caris on average is what, 33% from deep? It's not like he's some sniper. He was dreadful when he went to the Hawks last year. So, like, I'm not interested. It's just not. You know what it reminded me of? A lot of what the Wings do. The filler guy. I don't want that. I think the Pistons have an incredibly exciting young core, and you can add to that, and you could have taken a nice leap. And instead, they chose violence. They chose this. All right. And if people love it, go for it. But I don't know what you're getting all bent out of shape because I don't. But you do it. Anything else? May I know we're up against it. I'll get the ticket text, more of the calls.
Yeah, Caris LeVert, 34%. We'll round up, 34%.
Okay. Enjoy that. All right, we'll get ticket text in 1 second. I just want to bring something up. We've been highlighting the Malik Beasley, expose, whatever you want to call it, of his money problems. And boy, it doesn't paint a good picture with the gambling. But this other thing is becoming a thing, which is, well, look, Ivy back is bigger than any signing. Okay, I want to caution one thing. and I don't know how it's going to play out. I'm just going to caution something. What is a more meaningful sample size? 151 games or 30? Well, clearly it'd be 151.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. Well, 151 games for Jaden Ivey, he shot about 33.4% from three. Not good. In 30 games, he shot 40%. The idea that he will come back as a volume shooter over a 75-80 game rip and shoot 40% from three, I'm in the camp of show me. Need to see it to believe it. Because primarily over the course of five times the amount of games, he was woeful. Doesn't mean he can't get better. Doesn't mean he won't get better. And it doesn't mean that there's not a healthy middle ground between the 150 sample size and the 30. Mm-hmm. But pardon me if I'd like to see it before right. I turn him into Steph Curry.
Fair.
But again, I try to live in reality and not, you know, my Pistons onesie. David, the ticket text, please.
That's exactly what this ticket text says. I just about smashed my TV last night when I saw the Duncan Robinson contract. The Pistons are banking hard that Jaden Ivey can shoot. We will see.
And he might be able to. But I also, look, Robinson doesn't impact Ivey. Ivey's his own thing. Ivey's role and how he works with and without Cade is a completely different conversation. I'm not interested on a team that wants defenders adding a guy who's a morbid defender. I don't want it. And Caris LeVert is not a good shooter. And he's very inconsistent. Not interested.
And often injured. Why is it so hard for any of our big four to make the big signing they obviously need? Did we make a play for Turner? WTF. Ken driving annoyed AF, he says.
Man, Miles Turner on this team. Look, and oh, we have Jalen Duren. I would put a postage stamp on Duren's ass. Is Miles Turner a perfect player? No. Was he very good in the finals? No. But when you can have a modern stretch five who, look, metrically, Miles Turner, you can get him on defense, but what he still does well is rim protect, and he can shoot the three. The spacing that would provide this team with Cade on his ascension, with Ivy and what we expect, it would have been amazing. Trajan told you, we're not doing anything, I don't know, meaningful. We're going to keep the crew together, except you didn't. We'll get better in the margins. I don't think you did. Look, laugh away. And I wouldn't be in the business of doing it. I'm making a point to you. Hell, you may as well have taken Porzingis for free. And hoped he stayed healthy. Three-point rim protector. Mm-hmm. Unicorn. And when you're trying to finish games in the fourth quarter, make your decision. Do we want a Twin Tower lineup? Do we want an offensive lineup? Do we want a defensive lineup? I'm not telling you I advocate for that. I'm making a point to you. You didn't even try those things. So if you think you're better paying Paul Reed and then doing whatever this is, fine. I don't. It's a free country. I don't think it's criminal. David, go ahead.
Man, all these Beasley bills has me stressed out over here. I couldn't even imagine.
And again, getting served in the playoffs? You didn't pay your rent. You didn't pay your cash advances. You had wage garnishments from your dentist? Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. That paints a pretty nasty picture when you're accused of doing some unscrupulous things with the gambling. I don't know, but I'll tell you what it looks like.
Yeah, that's what a text says. As someone who knows someone who lost their house and marriage to gambling, it is an addiction. Somehow, some way, I could believe that he threw some games or told people to bet the over under if he didn't bet himself.
Well, and correct me if I am wrong, but I swear I remember part of the Jante Porter storyline was his own financial woes. Mm-hmm. I'm 90% sure. So it's not like we haven't seen it before.
Right, and it's not an isolation thing because you would think that he could just go and ask his brother, hey, can you help me out? But once you fall down that rabbit hole, you're kind of ashamed and you don't want the help because you think you can climb out by yourself.
Let's go to Dre, 97.1. What's up, Dre?
What's good?
Dre, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. You know, I had to talk a little bit of the NBA with you.
Mm-hmm.
Load of potatoes. I'll start with quickly the offseason look in total. It's underwhelming, but it's not shocking. Not necessarily upset. I'm just kind of like, all right, let's just see. because I view the Pistons once you're different from the Orlando Magic. I think the Magic have been like a year ahead of them. You watched the Magic the last 2 years. Last year, the Magic made the playoffs, that core, right? Pablo, Wagner, they had KCP before they, you know, of course, they traded him for Desmond Bane.
Everybody was hurt last year, and they went 41-41.
Right, but they made the playoffs, is what I'm saying. That was a rebuilding team that took their first step, right, to showing signs of progression. And then this year they came back, and they probably would have been a top four team in the East. They didn't get all banged up. You know what I'm saying? So I guess overall point is that I think the Pistons are a year back from the Magic. Now, we'll see what happens. But anyway, with the Beasley thing, it's remarkable how much of a mess some of these athletes get into. And, you know, and it's ironic and sad that, you know, you could say that, man, he was one month or a couple of weeks away from getting a contract in which he may have been able to get himself out this hole. But his maturity and his life decisions will point to that he would find a way to mess that up. Isn't that sad when you think about that?
Yeah, it's crazy, because if you put yourself in this position after $59.9 million, what difference is right. The next 42 going to make?
Right. A rational person, you would think like, okay, I survived, I got my new life, and he would have fixed it, but whatever. No, man. But look, you know, with the whole Duncan Robinson thing, I kind of look at it as a watch with Fontecchio. You know, I watch a lot of basketball. You know, he's the same player essentially to me. He's an undersized four. He's not very good laterally, bad on defense. He could shoot, but for some reason he lost his shooting stroke last year with us. You know, they want to switch it out. Maybe Duncan can provide spot minutes here and there. And here's where I'll give Trajan just a slight bit of grace. No, Mike, I don't like the signings. I don't like Harris LeVert. I don't like Duncan Robinson in terms of, yeah, they make me feel like we're better.
Right.
However, his only sample size, attorney Trajan, in terms of pro scouting and acquisition, he did really well last year. I didn't like the Tim Hardaway Jr. signing. I wasn't pleased with Schroeder. I thought Beasley would be okay. Paul.
See,
Reed,
I like Schroeder at the deadline. I said you're not going to keep him around.
He's short term,
but he can come in here and help you. No, I thought the Schroeder thing was very shrewd.
Okay, fine. Keep Schroeder, but everybody else, Hardaway, Paul Reed, Malik Beasley, somehow they found the way to play a role in his team and help him in spots. So I'll give Trajan some kind of grace in that. Look, the guy does have some kind of understanding of pro scouting. Yes, my eyes are just like yours. I think Duck is slow as heck laterally. He's going to get exposed on defense. There's no doubt about that. No. However, he can shoot, and they're going to find a way for him to be effective. Cade needs shooting. We know this. He's not explosive athletically. He's a tempo scorer. He needs the floor space. He needs space to work. Duncan can help with that. And if you have two really good up-and-coming wing defenders, like let's say Ashore and Ron could be on the floor at the same time as him, that can kind of help hide him a little bit.
Yeah, my biggest misgiving is still lineups that feature Ashore and Duren together.
I'm with you. Look,
that's got to stop.
From a spacing standpoint, they're going to have issues. But I will say this, when you brought up the ID three-point percentage increase, I don't know how much value you put in this, but his form changed last year. And if you remember last offseason, Trajan brought in, I forgot the guy's name, but he's a
shot doctor, Vincent.
Yes. And he's well-respected around the league. And I saw a difference in Ivy's form from the previous year. So all I'm saying is that maybe Ivy is closer. Maybe he's a 38% three-point shooter.
Oh, Dre, that's a conversation at Christmas. Just show me more than the 30 games. I don't think it's an unfair take to say I hope you're right, but I got to see it.
Right.
Because I got 150, you know, so that, but again, Ivy holds the key to a lot of this. God forbid if you could show me Ron Holland or Ashore showing some level of offensive ability.
Quick thing, Mike. Yeah. One more quick thing. Can Devin Booker quit teasing us? Here he is at the Tigers game again, going to the Tigers clubhouse, giving all the Tigers custom-made Nikes. Brother, if you want to be here, please go to Ispia and say, trade me home.
With you. Dre, I saw that he was getting all the autographs on his glove from the Tigers.
Yeah. Devin, do us a solid. If you want to be here, all you got to do is make one phone call. Otherwise, quit pretending. Not interested. He shows up at Michigan State. Oh, I always wanted to play for Coach Izzo. One problem, Devin. You could have. You willfully chose not to. Oh, but he wears a Detroit hat. Then come play here.
Well, he loves the Lions.
But actually, the way Piston fans behave, they probably wouldn't want him. We good.
Well, what did Phoenix win with him?
I you know what would happen? We'd get our first call out of the blocks would be, I actually prefer Duncan Robinson. It's the way it's going right now. 248-539-9797. All right, we'll get with the people. David, is it okay if we wait on Ticketex? People have been very patient. We're rapping about Malik Beasley. It's kind of morphed into Pistons offseason at large after the Duncan Robinson edition, if you call it that. And again, the Beasley stuff, whether it's Debt News, Freep, or ESPN, the pieces, the complexity, the absolute financial ruin it sounds like this guy was in, the amount of lawsuits, the amount of cash advances, that's never a good sign. Owing your barber $30,000. Still haven't wrapped my mind around that one. Owing your dentist to where you're getting wage garnishments off your Pistons paycheck. Okay, can't prove anything and I'm not interested.
But it seems like these things are connected.
Well, it doesn't look.
Looks like, seems like, feels.
Yeah,
like.
when you're up on a gambling investigation. And look, mm-hmm. Terry Rozier was on an investigation. He never got suspended. He never got charged. It is still possible that Malik is innocent. I'm just telling you this report, you go, wow, did we dodge a bullet?
Yeah, I don't think this is like a JMO type of an investigation where he was on an app too close to the building.
Yeah, that's.
Right, that's totally different than this seems like. Oh, boy.
Let's go to the people. Brent has been very patient. I want to make sure we get to the people. Brent, thanks for hanging. What's going on?
Hey, I appreciate it, Mike, and I hope you guys are doing well today.
Same to you.
I'm going to try and unpack this very quickly. You laid a lot of stuff on me that added to my thoughts.
Okay.
So I'll start with the Lions. Lions are going to be fine. I have no doubt about that. I'm not a Jared Goff chant guy, but I think the Lions are going to be just fine. The Malik Beasley thing is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, coming from a guy who, like, I make an okay living. I'm in the mortgage industry, so I deal with a lot of crazy situations. But the fact that, you know, he's just not paying his bills is wild. I didn't even know about
it. Brent, when I was reading through it, I kept thinking, okay, well, the next paragraph, it'll move to something else. Nope, it was another lawsuit, another bill, and I'm like, oh, my God.
And my haircuts cost $50 with a tip.
Hey, that's, you know, a lot, mean? Of haircuts to get to $30,000.
Yeah.
And I pay in cash. Like, what? He had to be investing in something. Like, there's got to be more to it. But
Brent, anyway, I'm with you. Getting haircuts is, that's a cash business.
Yeah, for sure. But I go to a barbershop. You know, it's cash. It's cash only. Anyway, the Caris LeVert, I'll start with him. If he stays healthy, I think he is going to be a perfect fit with Cade. If he stays healthy, that's the issue. I'm a Michigan fan. Sorry, Mike.
You don't have to be sorry. Brent, I would take a team of all Wolverines if it brought me a title. Once you graduate, I don't care. We move to the phase of what can you do to help me? I don't care.
Do you see what Dusty May is doing right now? It's pretty impressive.
Listen, anyway, Dusty May, with the NIL program they're operating, is going to be a distinct problem. I've never denied it. He's a damn good basketball coach. My only issue with Dusty May was that little barnstorming tour after the center court logo nonsense. Mm-hmm. Other than that, no, he's building a winner at Michigan. That's what he's doing.
I was not a fan of that either. All right, so now on to Duncan Robinson. I've watched this kid. He is the coolest story in the NBA possibly right now. And the fact that Miami had, was it Tyler Heron? Is that who they were?
Tyler Hero.
Heron, yep. Kentucky guy. Tyler Heron took a lot of shots and a lot of minutes away from Duncan Robinson. So I think when he gets to Detroit, I think he's gonna crush it. Like he's a great shooter. I like the moves. That's all I can say.
All right, Brent, that's fine. Here's all I tell you. Guys don't opt out of $21 million if they know they're not going to be a DNP every night. So you can say, well, Tyler Hero played, took his minutes, took his shots. It's not actually accurate based on the fact they've both played the same amount of time in the same amount of years and played a complementary role to each other. Duncan Robinson knew his time in Miami was done when he was on ice for the playoffs. And he can't guard a soul. He opted out, and that's it. Look, it's fine. He'll come here, and away we go. I don't think it makes you better. If you want to say it helps soften the blow of Malik Beasley, you can say that. But I didn't want Beasley back anyways casino report.
And the fact that a good story doesn't make this team better.
He can be
a great story in the league, but can you help us win? And that's the problem.
Don't care about great stories.
No, because right now this team looks like they have too many players that can only do one trick, and that's it. You can play defense. You can rebound. Now you can shoot. But you can't do all three.
And you still do not have... you still have lineups they're going to put on the floor where I go, oh, no. Assur and Duren, that's my biggest issue.
And that's what I'm saying. So at that point, you're literally just going to have guys at the scoring table every time out. Okay, offense come in,
line
defense
change.
Go out.
Right.
Defense come in, offense go out.
Let's go to Big Vern, 97.1. Vernon, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, we might have to address me now as Medium Vern.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm down to 6'7", 222.
So let me do this then. I would like to bring on Aerodynamic Vern.
Thank you kindly.
You're Mr. welcome.
Extra large polo shirt. The Malik Beasley thing, at first I'm like all fire and brimstone, but I'm like, for every Shaq and Jamal Mashburn, there is a Antoine Walker and Malik Beasley. He did it. Whatever he's investigated for, he's 100% guilty. Desperate people do desperate things. I also kind of want to be empathetic because, hey, I've never seen $60 million go through my hands. Like, I probably would have to get most of my money put in my wife's name because I would come home with a lot of shoes, firearms, and probably a pet eagle. But at the same time, $60 million, my dumb purchase would be a pet eagle, and I'm going to name him Horace. So I just don't understand the level of willful ignorance when these guys have so many things afforded to them, like financial advisors, the rookie symposiums, your first day in training camp. They have these guys speak to you about horror stories and the benefits of saving your money. It just shows a lack of respect, and it translates to everywhere else that is just disappointing when you have stories like this, when you have so many other opportunities to do right. You know, especially now at this age, you would think like, oh, if I had this much money, I would just go crazy. But now, you know, coming from where you come from, you know, especially in my situation, you think more responsibly, like what I wouldn't do. But then at the same time, people have a lot of things to say when they haven't had $60 million go through their hands. I want to be mad, and then it's like, do I want to be empathetic? You know, because there's so many opportunities for people. When you have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and you squander it like that, it just makes you wonder about everything else going on in your life. It just baffles my mind. It's like, I'm sad for him, but at the same time, like, dude, you
dodged a bullet, man.
When so many people would kill for your opportunity, mm-hmm. and he did it. There's no way around it. Ban this guy from basketball because he's so desperate. You know how bad you got to have the teeth of a hobo riding the trains for 50 years to have $30,000 in debt to get served, bro. Like, what type of
Vern, I'm with you. Thing. Unless you out there looking like Paul Wall, where's your money going in your mouth? I don't get it.
It's wild. And look, Bono, here, I'll tell you what. Here's the olive branch. They're better off without him. I think we can all agree on that. Because that financial situation, getting served in the playoffs,
right.
How about just being this guy's teammate? That's got to be a real treat.
Can I borrow? No.
No. All right, Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? David, a few ticket texts. We do have a Jazzy Cat and a Cone coming up next, a very special edition of the program that we only get once in a while.
So excited.
I am too. I'm going to be grading.
I may or may not pull a TJ.
Do not do that. yes, David, go ahead with the ticket text, please.
I guess the revelations about Beasley explains why he was so eager to please and butter up the organization over the last half season. This is truly sad that a guy could dig such a hole for himself and potentially jeopardize his career. This one is signed by Kenneth Cott. It says, who's going to say it? Classic black guy equals Malik Beasley.
I'm not doing this. You're on your own.
Beasley, or breaking news, Eisenman just added another future plumber to the team. What a joke. Can't believe he's done nothing this offseason.
No, I'm leaving it alone because I'm sure we'll get four or five calls from wing fans telling me how they've upgraded the roster. You just can't say anything in this town anymore. I mean, we're winning so much, I can't keep up with all our championships. The trophy case is actually bursting with flavor.
I'm not happy with the signings, but I don't know what else the Pistons could have done.
They had
to sign someone.
There we go.
Right?
There we go. Turn Trajan into a martyr as if he's here volunteering. You're right. Being a GM, you're just working at the soup kitchen. What can I do? I can't improve the cream of tomato soup. I'm just here to feed the homeless. No, that's what the money's for.
Standing pat with a team of 22-year-olds is not getting worse. We have the best young core anywhere but OKC.
Oh, my dear God. Okay. It's time for the holidays. Okay.
I love this town, man. I truly do. How can you say that? Other than OKC, are the best young core in the league.
Yeah, I think Orlando would like a word. It's fine, man. Just, David, we're too close to the holiday. Just let it roll. I'm done.
Aside from that, it looks like DeAndre Ayton's headed to the Lakers.
Yes. Yeah, I also think the Spurs would like a conversation. I mean, I can keep going, but there's no purpose. Because these people who are writing it in, they don't even know who Castle is. Yeah. They think Wembenyama's a new language. I don't know. I just, whatever, man.
In Dallas. Well.
No. You just shut up, you.
I'm just Uncle Ben over here.
Oh, my God. No. Hey, only one of us got called a slur today, and it's not the black guy.
Wow.
I'm the big winner over a Duncan Robinson take. That guy's barbecue is going to be exciting.
Wow.
Imagine if you burn his burger, what he says. Woo. You didn't buy the right kind of beer. Rick's going to be pissed.
We don't drink that kind of beer.
All right, take it easy. Yes. Evan, why are you in here?
I am the official advocate of Jazzy Cat and the Cone. I'm here for Crosstalk.
Oh, good. What's coming up next?
They have said that they don't want to talk to you guys. They have talked to you too much today, and they sent me in here to preview the show.
Oh, okay.
So they are going to talk about, was it Carl Anthony Towns or Jalen Brunson that served Malik Beasley before game two?
No.
But could you imagine that scene? No, they're actually going to get into, I guess it's how you frame it. Is it? I'm going to talk to him directly. They only want to speak with me.
Yes.
Is it the worst rebuild in Detroit right now or the best?
Evan, what we're going to do today is the least impactful offseason.
Okay.
Between the Lions, Pistons, and
I think
Wings.
I like
we'll
talking to David better than Evan.
I am the official advocate. You will talk to me if you want to speak
like
to
we're
them.
We're not even here. Like, what is going on? You know what? I can leave early.
They want to save their voices for Jazzy Cat and the Cone.
Start the show now.
But I think it is interesting who has had the best offseason so far out of the three.
Evan, I would agree. We saw three different rebuilds go three different brands of nothing. I'll talk to you directly because I don't want to talk to those. You guys are right.
Well, then I'll just talk to Rico, I think.
No, you talk to me. I'm the advocate.
I would say by default, Lions did? Question mark? Like, they're already the best team, and they just retain their people?
But they did get DJ Reed. They got better in the secondary.
Yeah, but again, you lost Carlton Davis. You're better marginally. Okay, look, I'll say Lions 1, Pistons 2. I don't understand what's happening with the Red Wings, but I know I'll get yelled at by people telling me.
I like what Trajan did. I'm going Pistons 1.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because they at least did something.
They did something.
Lions 2.
Yeah, but the Wings signed Appleton.
Appleton? Huh?
Evan, are they speaking to me?
Former Jet? No, they're talking to each other.
I just wanted to make sure.
I'm just interjecting.
See, I have a different
answer. I didn't know we were beefing.
No, they just want to save their voice for their show. That's okay. All.
Well, then good. Start saving. We'll talk to everybody on Monday. There you go. Hey, go ahead, Mr. Frugal. Start saving. I'm out. We'll talk to everybody later. Hey, save that. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.